Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Inshallah, today we are going to take the Arabic alphabet and make sounds out of them. Now, in Arabic, there are three vowels. There are 28 letters and there are three vowels. The vowels make the sound. We can put them on top or under the alphabet and it makes a sound. The first sign is called a fatha. It looks like a little stroke coming from the right to the left on top of the letter. You may also call it zabr. So when we put this on top of the alphabet, it makes either a a or a. These two sounds are made. So we are going to the qaida. And if you have the qaida with you, if you have any qaida, you can use it. And all you need to do is look at the chart of the Arabic alphabet with the sign on top. So today I'm going to recite to you all the sounds and how to do it. Alif, fatha, a, a. Please repeat after me, a. The wrong way to say it would be a. I want you to say both the sounds so you know what is the difference. I will say them in sequence. A, a. A, a. A, a. Repeat after me. A, a. A, a. And now I want you to concentrate and feel the elevation in the back of your tongue as it goes up and down. A, a. A, a. A, a. So when you say a, what happens is that the back of the tongue goes upwards. When you say a, it has to come down. The correct sound would be a. A lot of us are used to saying a, and we need to lower the back of the tongue. A. Alif fatha, a. Alif fatha, a. The same position is required for the letter ba, ta, and sa. Ba fatha, ba. Ba fatha, ba. 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 I'll give you both the wrong sound and the right sound in sequence. Ba, ba. Ba, ba. Ba, ba. So ba is wrong. We want to say ba. 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 So we have two sounds now. A, ba. A, ba. A, ba. Next sound with two dots is ta. 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 So I want you to practice same way saying ta, ta. Ta, ta. Ta, ta. So we will say ta. 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 A, ba, ta. A, ba, ta. We should not make it long and say a, ba, ta. That is wrong because we are making the sound too long. When you have a fatha, it's only a one count or one finger or one haraka sound. So it is a very short sound. A, ba, ta. A few other things to remember is how we can make the ba and ta into a wrong sound is if we add a ha sound at the end. If I say ba, ba, or ba, ba, if I do that also, that is also wrong. So the right thing would be ba, just the a, ba, ba, ta, ta. A, ba, ta. A, ba, ta. The next sound would be the letter fa with three dots. Fa. 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 Then we have the letter jim. Jim with a fatha makes the sound ja. 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 What I'm doing here is I'm using the middle part of my tongue, ja. The middle part needs to be elevated a little bit and hitting towards the roof of the mouth, ja. 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 You put pressure in the middle part of your tongue and raise it. Ja. 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 The next one is jim without a dot makes the sound ha. 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 Now this sound is coming as pure air from your chest going out through your vocal cords and out through the mouth. So in order to say this properly, we need to do some exercise. The exercise is this. You say this sound ah. And you can feel that the flow of the air coming out, like when you are very relaxed and you go like that. So what you're doing is having the air come out, and when I put a fatha on it, it gives the sound ha, ha. Ha. The reason I want everybody to practice saying ah is because you start to use those muscles in your throat from where you are going to get the sound of ha, ha, ha. This is very husky, very light sound, and it's just full of air. Ha, ha, ah, ha. Ah, ha, ah, ha. Now, from alif to ha, all of these letters, we also call them soft, soft letters. So, we call them the soft letters because the elevation in the back of our throat is low. The tongue is sitting almost like horizontally on your mouth, and all of them keep the same position from alif to ha, like a, ba, ta, fa, ja, ha. Now for the next letter, for letter ha, the back of the tongue has to go up. Ha with the fatha makes the sound ha, ha. Ha. One thing that you have to keep in mind is we do not need to change the shape of our lips. This is not a letter that depends on the lips. Okay? So when you might have heard that you need to make a round mouth in order to say ha, that is actually not the correct way. The correct way would be focusing on the back of your tongue to elevate the tongue and keeping the mouth kind of straight, okay? Look in the mirror when you practice these sounds and say ha, ha, ha. Just like I said, ha, 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 ha. So after ha, I don't really change my lips too much, but I focus on the tongue. Ha, ha, ha. Next comes letter dal. Dal fatha, da, da, da. So here again, I lower the back of the tongue, and this time I'm focusing on the front of the tongue, the tip of the tongue. It's going to go and hit the upper front teeth, the back of the front teeth, da, da, da. Next letter, za, Ze. So what am I doing different this time? This time I'm taking the tip of the tongue and placing the very tippy tip under the front teeth. Ze. Ze. It's not stuck to the teeth, because if I stick it hard, then I won't get the sound out. Z. No. Ze. 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 So it's very lightly touching. And it's not really coming out of my mouth or out of the lips. It's still inside the mouth, but just the tippy tip is resting under the front teeth. Ze. 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 Say both of them so that you will know the difference. Ze. Tongue behind the teeth. Ze. Ze. Under the front teeth. Ze. 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 Next comes the letter ra. Ra. So for this one, what you need to do is explore inside your mouth with the tip of your tongue. Go to the front teeth, and right behind the front teeth, you can feel a little bump. Place your tongue and feel the bump. Now pull your tongue a little bit more inside, and the bump goes away and it's a little smooth. But if you pull your tongue more inside, you are going to feel ridges or wrinkly area. So right behind your front teeth is a little bump, then a smooth space, then a wrinkly part. Got it? When I say ra, I want to take the tip of the tongue up to the wrinkly part. Ra. 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 So let's try all the letters from the beginning. A. Ba. Ta. Sa. Ja. Ha. Ha. Da. Ve. Ra. Now the letter Z with the fatha makes the sound Z. 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 So how is this different from the other Dal and Zal? With Z, you're shutting the teeth and keeping the tongue right between the teeth. Z. Say this sound as and, and you can feel that the tongue is just right in between the two teeth, and that's where we are going to make the sound Z. 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 The tongue doesn't really touch the teeth, it's just very close to it. Z. And you hear the buzzing noise Z. So let's go from the beginning again. A. B. Te. Se. Je. He. Ho. Ho. De. Ze. Ro. Ze. And we'll take two more letters today. Sin and Sheen. Sin fatha makes se. 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 Again. The place where you put your tongue for Zay is very close to it for Seen. Se. 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 And Sheen makes the sound She. 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 Okay, so that's it for today. We'll take the rest of the letters with the Fatha in the next lecture. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.